It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Link bottom of the screen. It's Gainwell running right, trying to get to the corner. In for the touchdown!
Kenneth Gainwell's go-ahead touchdown against the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday Night Football to win the AFC North. Should the Steelers lose, it could be Kenneth Gainwell's last game as a Steeler. There's a couple of guys who could fit in that category.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with the head coach.
No.
All right,
let's move on.
He's not going to get fired. You and I both know that.
Yeah.
Even if they lose 75-10, he ain't getting fired, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I saw a stat today that over the past 10 years, I know this is going to make people mad.
It's going to make me mad.
There's only one team that's averaged more wins than the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's your Kansas City Chiefs.
Great. And there's only five teams that have a longer streak of not winning a playoff game.
They've won three straight 10-win teams with this roster. Now, you can sit there and complain about how he built the roster, but 10 wins is not something to sneeze at in the NFL
year after year. This might be disrespectful, but has Art Rooney got his hand up your ass, operating you like a puppet?
Are you allowed to say that? No, I'm just telling you how I feel.
No, you're not allowed to say that. I dumped it.
Oh, dang.
It was a little too visually unpleasing.
But Half Chubb was fine, right?
Too late now.
They've got Woody Marks and Nick Chubb. Do with that information what you will.
Let's make this very clear. It was Adam Crowley that used that word, not me.
Look, we know Tomlin's not going anywhere.
Should he?
Unless he wants to leave.
I don't think he wants to.
What do you make of all the national guys, though, talking about TV? Like, there's got to be something to that.
I think everybody's just trying to get out in front of something and saying, you know, they have to produce some kind of content Saturdays, Sundays, there are 100 different shows. So they put one and one together, and sometimes they get three. That's the way I look at it. When you say to me, and there was a story written the other day that Mike Tomlin might leave. If he doesn't, he's going to stay. I tend to tune out after that, you know. So what I see from him on a daily basis, and take it for what it's worth, the guy's engaged as much as he's ever been. He doesn't look like a guy's ready to take 8 months off to go sail around the Hampton Roads area in his boat or whatever and go deep sea fishing.
I actually, despite my pushing back against you, agree he'll be the coach next year. Yeah. The way he celebrated coming off the field when Tyler Loop missed that field goal, like, you can't get that working in TV. And I think he would only take the TV job so he'd be off a year so he could go work someplace else the following year. A year off for that guy, I just don't see it.
All right,
how about Terrell Austin? If the defense performs the way that it has in the previous six playoff games, do you think that's his last game?
I think regardless. If I was making a bet, he's in the final year of his deal, so next game his contract has ended. Would he come back for a 1 year extension, which I think typically they do, I believe, after you get past those couple of years? I think they would probably move on. So, but, you know, be honest with you, the rest of that staff is relatively new.
I don't think that anybody else would go anywhere.
Maybe
unless it's Arthur Smith
done.
If he got a job.
No, Arthur Smith.
You don't think he's going to get another job?
Who's going to hire him?
Well, I see the Ravens are interviewing Matt Nagy, for God's sakes, and Cliff Kingsbury. Hey, Baltimore.
Well.
Hire one of those guys, please.
Well, you know why.
Please.
Kingsbury is a very...
He's a good offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Maybe a great offensive coordinator.
He was with Mahomes, right, in Texas Tech?
Yes.
I believe so.
But they were one game over 500 with Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech.
I think it's
and
all
he was basic. Under 500 overall, and he's under 500 as the Arizona coach. So
you know who Baltimore's going to hire? Whoever Lamar Jackson says yes.
I'd hire Stefanski yesterday if I were them.
How about that? Both guys that are fired in the AFC North are like 1-2 on the wish list of all these teams.
I know. I think Stefanski's right now a better coach than Harbaugh.
I don't think Harbaugh does anything. I think he just oversees things.
He's a CEO kind of head coach. Yes, I agree with that. Mark, do you think it's Kenneth Gainwell's last game as a Steeler if they lose?
No, I don't think so, because I think he needs to know, you know, for lack of better terms, where his bread is buttered.
Yeah.
He fits in this offense pretty nicely, and you're not going to guarantee that somewhere else. So if you make him a fair offer, I think he would stay around. You know, the Jalen Warren offer. Give him something like that.
I would do that in a second.
I mean, even if you could get some more somewhere else, maybe. The problem with Gainwell is he really hasn't made significant money over his career. So, you know, a little extra money might go a long way with him. But if he wants to play long and he wants to have a chance to do, I mean, he's a team MVP, for God's sakes. I think he would stay. You just have to offer him fair market value.
All right, last three. We'll do them quick. Hayward's coming back next year?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just totally up in the air. It's just weird to me. I mean, the speech he gave and some of the stuff his brother said, I don't think he's made a decision, put it that way.
How about Freiermuth?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think John U might be gone. Right.
I didn't even include him because my assumption is that he would be gone.
Well, if he's gone, what about Darnell? You have to sign him, right?
Yes.
What kind of money does he get for 10 games of his career?
That's an interesting question. I don't know, because I think they'll value him to the point where they'll pay him, though, and bring him back. They got a ton of cap space. What about Ramsey, last one?
That's a coin toss right there. I think they like what he brings to the locker room. And his ability to lead and bring a different type of attitude. But I'd have to look at his numbers, and it's significant.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.